Andrew Snyder on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, here with Josiah Brandt, the head coach of the Pella Boys tennis team, coming off of another fantastic spring season, playing on the final day of the 2024 spring campaign. And here we are, just a few practices into 2025. First of all, what's it like to be back with this group of guys again and to have rackets in hand and to be at that great facility we have right next to the high school and to be playing some tennis again?
Always good. It's always, we're not, I don't know when I'll stop saying this, but it'd be kind of fun to go back and listen to the first Coach's Corner of every year since COVID, but we're outside together. And for me personally, it just hasn't, that hasn't gone away yet. The idea of, yeah, we're outside and we're playing together and it will be a different year, but so far the first 4 days have been great.
Well, and you're alluding to a different year and the fact that you've had one of your largest graduating classes last year and with some pretty remarkable names that have meant a lot to the program among siblings over the course of the years, too. No Briggs or Rosenboom here, but a lot of guys who are hungry and want to play tennis and enjoy the game. What's that transition been like so far, and what's it like to watch a lot of guys step up into some pretty big shoes and try to create their own memories and their own destiny here in the program?
Yeah, it should be something I'm used to because every semester you create these dynamics in the classroom of this kid talks a lot, this kid doesn't talk a lot, like the demeanor of the class is a little more serious or it's a little more light, and then we get to second semester and then the schedules change and it's a different period and different students and different makeup. So I should be used to it, you know, because I do it six times a year. But yeah, it's different. And you know, the mindset going in was it's going to be different, whereas last year, basically for the past 5-6 years, it wasn't, it's going to be different, it's just going to be a continuation. But it does feel different. And so far, I'm finding that different is great, just because it's forcing me to treat it, or I've thought of it as different. And so there are just new things that creatively or just structure-wise that I've done to be like, now's the time to change some things, just because there isn't so much of a carryover of expectation or roster. So yeah, it has been super fun so far, and I'm happy with how things are going.
Well, and to that point, I'm guessing there's been great opportunity for new leaders to emerge. When you've had a lot of 4-year and 3-year varsity players at the top of your lineup, oftentimes, and that could be a great thing, you have some continuation of leadership. But this year feels like a real great opportunity to develop some new leaders, whether they're playing on the court that way or whether vocally or in team activities, whatever it is. What's that been like to kind of watch a new generation kind of forge their own path after so many years of having a very similar crew at the top?
Yeah, it's good. It's just, it's really interesting. Just like I said, the change in dynamics. We've been lucky to have like some top dogs in both, you know, skill and just persona and attitude, and nothing negative about that at all. No negative connotation. But just when you have like that senior class who is just so big in terms of like accomplishments, in terms of just personality, like volume of voice, to have that leave and then what's left, it has been interesting to see, like, it's, I feel like they haven't felt like they've had to step into that role and be that. And that's been super fun to see that, like, the guys we have are going to be exactly who they are and what they are. And they're not, I haven't seen like an attempt to like fill the shoes or to fill the space of the seniors who left. It's more just like, this is who we are. This is what we can do. This is how we're going to approach things. And so I don't know if they feel like they're taking ownership of the season and kind of directing the ship, but from my point of view, it has been good to see that like I feel like they're making a decision for what they want the feel of the season to be and the team and how they lead, different from kind of the group that we've had leading in the past few years.
We're here with Josiah Brandt. He's head coach of the Pella Boys tennis team. This spring preview interview is powered by Hy-Vee. So let's talk about the lineup. And I know that the fun times when you have some turnover is you have an opportunity to watch guys compete, to try and kind of find their own path. What's that been like for you so far to watch some players who maybe, because of the great talent you had on varsity, maybe had to kind of wait for their turn? And what's it like to see them maybe embracing those opportunities, whether that's setting the lineup or getting themselves ready for those first couple matches?
Yeah, I mean, when you return players, and we were lucky that those players were just good at tennis more than, like, some of the lineup behind them was. And, you know, it's I feel like it's probably happened with most programs in the school, where it's just like, whoa, there's a lot of people in front of me. And there's kind of no one in front of anyone this year. So you're seeing, we're seeing some kids who it's like, I really want to be varsity. And just, you know, because of what we had the past 5-6 years, those kind of opportunities just haven't been there. So attitudes are great and effort's great. But at the same time, the environment hasn't become like any sort of like, I got to be this and I don't want you to be that. It's a really good team environment right now.
Well, and for our audience's sake, who are some of those leaders you're leaning on right now early in the season? You do have a few guys who had some varsity experience and even some state tournament experience.
So Jordan Schaefer and Niall Rosenboom are returning from last year. Niall played 4 for us, and Jordan at the end squeaked into 6. So they qualified for state and won a match at state in doubles. And then Maddox Jones is kind of our 3 right now, and he's a senior. So the way, you know, if someone would have asked me, like, give me your thoughts on this kid the first day of practice freshman year, it's like, I'm super glad he's on the team. And he has just worked himself and just asks questions and he takes feedback. And just the growth in his game has been super great to see. Jordan and Niall, I feel like, are impressive to a point where, I think there's those 3 will make some noise that maybe some people like didn't think about or aren't going to think about because of Jack and Joshua and Cameron and Ben leaving last year. So, and then we have Braden Van Horn and Trevin Sutton. Freshman Riker Jones is in there. Corbin Van Dyke, Malik Fisher, Will Mills, and David Patel are all doing a good job kind of stepping into that, like, second half of the varsity lineup. And then Mars Chapel, who's been track and tennis. He's right on the cusp there too.
Well, that should be fun to see them play, especially knowing that the schedule that you put together each year is always fun. You often get to see some great teams right away. You have North Polk, who's got them still got a Moon brother, I believe, left out there at the roster, and obviously that great legacy there. Through this conference, there have been some really good teams over the years that have made some noise, pushing towards state tournaments. I know some of the tournaments you play in are also, you know, got a mix of some great players. What's the schedule look like this year in terms of setting it up and trying to get yourself ready for that postseason run?
We play Sergeant Bluff Luton in 2 weeks as a team, and I think that's like that's our barometer of like where are we at. Because they had a place winner and some doubles guys, and really they're just a kind of like a group of 5 or 6 kids or whatever who are like, oh, we like tennis, and we're now going to absolutely dedicate our entire lives to this. And that's the story. We met them, and they were super great, but I think they're going to do great this year. And so I'm really excited to play that just because like 1 through 6, we're going to find out where we are. And yeah, next Tuesday, we're going to play probably a favorite to, you know, play in the final, definitely in the semifinal with Moon, just, you know, kind of that different level. In North Polk, up and down the lineup is always good. So that will be a good test. But yeah, I think Sergeant Bluff, Luton early in the season is like, that will, I feel like, will be a good test for where are we.
Well, and that'll be a fun question to watch unfold. My last question, I think I ask this of you every year in the season preview, but especially this year, knowing that it is more or less going to be a new era here for Pella Tennis, especially with some of the turnover from your great senior classes the last couple of years, is how important is it for you to kind of keep the focus on the journey and in the moment and with the fun elements of this program, knowing that there have been some big expectations, right, in the program the last couple of years and playing on the final day, I think, every season available since 2019. And how fun is it to try and rise to that challenge maybe in a different spot this year as opposed to maybe being one of the favorites?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. So, I mean, maybe this is just me personally, but I have to, like, go back and look at our record board kind of to remember exactly what year we did what. But I don't have to necessarily go back to remember, like, the team or who was on the team or, like, the relationship. And so it's just, it's again, so our theme this year is goated, which we've had this kind of goat theme, which is a little bit of an inside concept and how we run things. But yeah, so like basically it's an acronym, go out and a verb with T. So go out and try was our first day and go out and train. And yesterday we did go out and trust. And we're just talking about like, how can you trust your doubles partner? How can you trust that the person across the net has prepared themselves to, you know, make you, their teammate, better by what they do? Or do you trust that when they say you need to move here, that they're not criticizing you, that they're saying, let's work on this together? And so, yeah, so my kid was there, and we put him on a bleacher after I did it. I did a trust fall, and my kid did a trust fall. And so that has, you know, that has nothing to do with tennis at all. It's just kind of a life lesson one by one each day, of like, how can you take advantage of the situation of a sport and use it to build something that you can think back when you're 28 and be like, oh, yeah, will they? I don't know. But we're really trying to just build like a team environment that's like, one is important, number 39 is important, the tennis is important, but you know, my assistant coach Jose has so many perspectives that I don't have on life. My other assistant coach Cashin Thompson, a recent graduate, he has perspectives on life, and it's just how can we rue the sport that they chose to do. Help those, you know, help them gain those perspectives or see the world in that way. So yeah, it is a journey, and I hope their forehands get better. And I hope like our experiences and the things we talk about, you know, help them when the last point is played and they go to college or they go work or wherever they go.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun regardless. Again, opening next week, it should be a very fun 2 months to follow. That's Josiah Brandt, head coach of the Pella Boys Tennis Team. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, always appreciate your time. It's always a fun day with Pella Boys Tennis, and look forward to seeing the guys in action soon. Thank you.
Thank you.